You're listening to Partnership Aligned Podcast, hosted by Ilana Israel. If you're a woman and you want to feel happier and more connected to your partner, and you're not afraid to do the inner work that it takes to get there, then this is the podcast for you. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. So earlier this week, I was chatting with a colleague of mine who had watched one of my group coaching calls over at Strong Mom, where I do a lot of group coaching. She asked me how I'm able to coach women that I don't know about various topics with such ease. I thought about this, and the answer that came up for me was, well, it's all the same stuff. It all has the same root. It all just comes from people allowing fear to run their life. Many of these women were asking for relationship coaching, and it got me thinking, how much of relationship issues come from fear? Like at the root, underneath all of the different dynamics and flavors of disconnect and miscommunication lies some kind of fear. So I thought it would be a great topic to further dissect and work through. One of my coaching philosophies is to go beneath the symptoms, beneath the dynamic that you can see, and really dig into the root. And at the root, I believe, is fear. So let's talk about the common ones that I see. Most likely you'll be able to relate to one of them. The biggest fear I see in relationships is the fear of rejection. That's the root. But the way that it shows up or manifests is lack of communication, people-pleasing, and just a general disconnect and avoidance of deeper conversations. Part of human wiring is the need to be accepted, especially by those that we love. So often I'm working with a woman who is not speaking up about how she's feeling. She keeps it in because she's afraid that if she does share with her partner, that he will not validate or agree, which to her feels like rejection. So what happens is she stuffs it down, rejecting herself. She doesn't give her partner the chance to know this side of her because she feels the need to protect it from the chance of being rejected. Inevitably, what happens is at some point she can't take the self-stifling anymore and she lashes out. Sometimes this looks like yelling, a temper tantrum, crying uncontrollably, often followed by shutting down. So what I do with a woman who is struggling within this dynamic is we hit it from both ends. We work through different ways of communicating, which may feel safer to her so that she can start taking some action while coaching more deeply on her fear of rejection and where it comes from and why it's so strong for her. Working on thoughts simultaneously with working on behavior is what I find to be most impactful and the quickest progress. The second biggest fear I see in relationships is fear of conflict. I go deep into this topic in episode 68, titled How to Stop Hiding from Your Relationship. So if you're someone who acts or doesn't act on the fear of conflict, you've got a whole episode on that, which I will link in the show notes. Again, the best remedy for this is to workshop different ways of communicating that feels safer and less conflictual, while also coaching deeply on your fear of conflict and where that comes from. And the third biggest fear that I see in relationships is the fear of being seen. I know this one sounds confusing. Everyone wants to be seen, right? But not when we don't like what's coming up for us. In next week's episode, I'm going to talk about your thoughts and feelings about your thoughts and feelings. I recently presented on this topic live, and I just think it's so relevant to marriage. When you feel like your feelings may not be valid, or you should be stronger, or basically you make your thoughts and feelings mean something derogatory about you, then you will not want others to see it, including your partner. So you don't show that part of yourself to your partner, which of course leads to disconnect and miscommunication, which then leads to more thoughts and feelings about your thoughts and feelings. This is why I focus so intensely in my program on radical self-acceptance. A large part of human suffering is the judgment that we put on ourselves for our own inner experience. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look for the shoulds. Anytime you say something like, I know I shouldn't feel this way, but, or I know it's horrible to think this, but, this is self-abandonment. I have a very direct message for you. Are you listening? If it's true for you, then it is okay. Many of my clients think that they are the only one who thinks or feels the way that they do. But because I coach many women each week, often in a group setting, I have the privilege of hearing a lot of inner thoughts and feelings, and I promise you, everyone is experiencing the same thing. I can't tell you how powerful it is when someone decides to speak up in a group setting and everyone else says, "Oh my God, you too?" Other fears that I coach on are the fear of being misunderstood. This is a personal one for me. Also, the fear of being let down, the fear of learning the truth, the fear of being left or abandoned, and the fear of being the bad guy. What all these have in common is that they keep you from showing up in alignment with yourself. You do not want to make decisions based on fear. And everyone is experiencing fear, which leads to inner conflict, which leads to misalignment, which leads to anxiety, depression, people-pleasing, or just general discontent. It's not the fear that leads to those things, excuse me, it's the acting on those fears. So here's what I want to say to you about fear. It's always going to be there. Fear is a part of human wiring. It goes back to caveman days where we needed fear to keep us safe. And we still need a healthy dose of fear to keep us safe, but not on a daily basis like we used to. Accept that fear is part of the package. Bring it along with you. Then ask yourself some questions. What would be different if I didn't act on my fear? Who would I be if I accepted that I am fearful and decided to be true to myself anyway? What fears are at the root of my relationship troubles? And which of my thoughts and feelings do I judge myself for having? These are just a few of the questions that I use when I coach. There are many others. But if you choose one or two of those and then journal on them, you will begin to get some clarity and awareness over the root of your relationship issues, which is definitely the first step. And I guarantee you, whatever fear is holding you hostage in your marriage is holding you hostage elsewhere too. Because your marriage is just a symptom. Because our flavor of fear is usually linked to our childhood, it pervades all the different areas of our life. I often see a fear of conflict come from clients whose parents either fought all the time or never fought. Both of those scenarios give kids issues when it comes to conflict. And when I coach someone who has a fear of being rejected, often I find that they felt not good enough growing up, and they are very sensitive to anything that feels like rejection. This is why I chose to get certified in causal coaching. If we don't address the deeper cause of the unhealthy communication dynamic, then we are essentially slapping a Band-Aid on a deep bleeding wound. So, if you're ready to heal the wound and forfeit the Band-Aids, then my coaching program is for you. You get a combination of self-paced education and private coaching with me, perfect for the busy mom. My vision for you is to stop sweeping things under the rug and to start doing the work that will lead you to the relationship you've dreamed of having. Yes, it will take time. Yes, it will take work, but you can do it. Let's book a free call and talk about it. Scroll down to the show notes and schedule that call or reach out to me through email at elana@partnershipaligned.com. And if you're not quite ready to reach out but would like to soak up more of my content, follow me on Instagram @partnershipaligned. I post relationship help on there daily. All right, guys, have an amazing week and I will talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening. If you like what you heard today, then show some love, rate the show, and leave a review. And take a screenshot, post it on Instagram, and tag me @partnershipaligned. And don't forget to check the show notes for your free copy of my 21 questions that will bring you and your partner closer than ever. If there's one thing that I want you to get out of this show, it's that a healthy relationship, it always starts with a healthier you.